While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Send positivity, values, and morals. The Regular Joe Show.
Well, good Friday morning. How you doing today? Joe Gigante, your regular Joe here, already coming together with the ideas of how to put together the inaugural Toss Voss Rally. I've been on the commercial break looking at different venues, and I got to tell you, there is a lot of support rolling in on the text line and on Facebook and other places. People saying, look, I will take a vacation day to attend the Toss Voss Rally with my merry band of regular brothers and sisters. Linda's saying that. They said, let everyone know I'll pull it up here. His district is down. It's interesting because I've researched what radio stations are in his district as well, because I would certainly love to be able to have the show broadcast there for obvious reasons. Although I will tell you, he does have people that tune, you know, the live stream. I know for a fact that he has people that listen. As evidenced by his comments to me in different text messages back and forth, where he is intimately aware of some of the things that I've said, and which is perfectly fine with me. It doesn't bother me in the least. I'd be happy to say, well, I mean, I say it to him when I speak to him. But several people saying, look, do it. We will be there. And a lot of people on text message saying it as well. He is Assembly District 63. So that's the official. He's considered from Rochester. And the map includes, so if you look it up, and I'm trying to do this, pull it up as I'm on the air, which is not always easy, but so his areas include, let's see, Eagle Creek, Union Grove. I just made it a little too big, so I can't read the, as I said, there's Stuyvesant, Racine is a part of it. It's right on kind of the Racine-Kenosha line, Burlington. These are the areas, and obviously the village of Rochester, where he is from. That's where he is, and we will get, like I said, we'll continue to work on this and pull these pieces together, see who wants, we will, talking to people that have sent some notices to me already saying they're willing to partner, so stay tuned. We will get you more on the Toss Voss Rally that we will find a way to put together at a time to be determined, but certainly much sooner than later, so we can ensure that we have at least one, if not two or three, strong primary candidates that can take him out. I mean, ideally, be one really strong candidate, but I don't mind if we have a couple. Either way, going to get back to the phones here on this Open Line Friday. Oh, wait, before I do, sorry. So we know the big hullabaloo, right, over Joe Biden's apparent gaffe. Maybe not. We don't know, because I don't think he says some of these things by accident like people think. But that being said, he basically said, look, you know, yeah, Putin's going to go in. He has no choice but to go into the Ukraine. But if it's a minor incursion, that may be different than an actual invasion. Because, you know, a little itty bitty invasion is not as bad as a, you know, what? I don't know that. I don't know how he thinks this way, but he thinks this way. Well, funny enough, because one of the obvious questions is, what about all the minor invasions on our southern border? The incursion to the tune of millions of people coming into the country. Now, that might explain why he doesn't quite understand the whole sovereignty issue involved with Ukraine. And that was echoed by Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the Department of Homeland Security, something that should never have existed. He is the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. And he said these, this little five-second little soundbite was broadcast on C-SPAN, but I think this illuminates wonderfully both why our border is as porous as it is and why, you know, minor incursions, not such a big deal. Cut number four.
Unlawful presence in the United States will alone not be a basis for an immigration enforcement action.
Just because you're here illegally doesn't mean we're going to take any action against you. Which, by the way, is contrary to the law of the United States of America. And by the way, also just for the record, if you look at any number of the 120-plus countries represented by the number of illegal aliens coming into our country, to almost a one, their penalties for illegal entry far exceed what we do here in the United States. But somehow we're the bad guys. Now, yesterday we had Janelle Branchen on. She talked about her hearing. Dan Eastman was one of the attorneys that was at that hearing. And I quickly want to just play a few quick sound bites because election integrity still front of mind, has to be. This is what's not getting done because the Speaker of the State of Wisconsin's Assembly, Robin Voss, is too interested in his own power, his own self-aggrandizing mindset to actually get anything done. Now, here Dan Eastman laying out one of the problems that they've discovered. Cut number one.
What WEX database shows is the first person, and I'm just going to use the name Bonnie, has two separate voter ID registration numbers. And if you scroll over to the other side, both of those people voted. And if you look at the last name, which I will not mention, there's a letter missing, and that apparently creates a second alter ego with a separate voter ID number, but it shows that both of those people voted.
So you have the it's the same person. There's a one letter missing in the last name, which apparently in this database, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, WEC, generates a new ID number and a new profile. No, what? That's not a problem because I'm sure only one person's voting because it's just an obvious mistake, Joe. Stop being so conspiratorial. Cut number two.
And if you go down this list, you'll see the same phenomenon that we're finding more, through Jay's analysis. We're finding in the order of 153,000 examples of people who are in this database, the 7 million person database, that appear to have been inserted somehow, some way, by somebody, and they're in there, and they're casting ballots.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. What? So both people voted, even though it's just one person, but there's two ballots. And by the way, does anyone pay attention to the fact there's less than 7 million people in our state in our voter database? And the 8 million people that we have, that includes all the kids, the ones that can't vote because they're under 18. But yeah, so just wrapping up quickly, Eastman points this very obvious thing out. Cut number three.
So if you wanted to cheat, the way you want to do it is you got to get a whole bunch of absentee ballots from the right district with people's names on it who are on the voter roll in WisVote. And you got to fill them out and you got to get them to your clerk. And the clerk has to believe it's a real voter and push enter and then into the tub. And when they're doing thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands a day, you know, can you fool the clerk?
Which I'm going to go with yes, you absolutely can. That's just a snippet from the 2 hours that happened. And then we talk about this, and I promise I'm going to get to the point, but I want to bring something else up. On the same day, there was a Zoom put together that Peter Berninger was going to do a presentation on. He's done amazing. He was supposed to be at this hearing, but due to some health reasons, he couldn't be there. No, not COVID, but he still couldn't be there. But he managed to still put together and present this Zoom appearance where he went chapter and verse through the amazing amounts of compelling evidence he has to voter fraud and illegalities in the 2020 election. The Zoom was put together for members of the Wisconsin Senate, so they could be fully knowledgeable on what is going on in this situation? Because I'm going to tell you, your average state senator and state assemblyman doesn't know what in the world is going on, or what they think they know isn't true at all. How many people do you think should... Now, this was promoted. They all knew about it. It was planned for weeks. The word was sent out. And this didn't cost them anything. They didn't have to go anywhere. Just pop it up on the computer and do it. There are 33 senators in the state of Wisconsin. Of those 33, 21 are Republicans. How many do you think showed up? Three state senators showed up for this Zoom. So when you're calling Robin Voss's office, maybe call your state senator. I'm not going to give the names out right now, but I can back up who it was and wasn't. And ask them why it's so little importance that they couldn't take the time to learn these things. The people that are supposed to be representing you, in addition to Gableman, there's, what, three, four other investigations, one out of the Senate. Devin Lemmy, who's supposed to be leading that. Well, okay, I'll tell you, he wasn't there. So there's one name. He's the leader of the Senate. How could he not be there? How are we supposed to take these people serious and at their word when you give it to them, gift-wrapped on a silver platter? You guys can't spend the time, the energy, or the funds to do it. So here, these people are doing the work for you. All you have to do is show up and consume it. And they couldn't even be bothered to do that. That is disgusting. It's embarrassing. And these people owe each and every one of us an explanation. Because this is their job. This is what we pay them to do. And they're not doing it. In the private sector, they'd all been fired by now. And you know what? They're going to give you mealy-mouth answers. And it's also equally turns my stomach. All right, going to go back to the phones here. 888-455-1360. Tim in Lublin. Good morning, sir. Bring me something to make me smile, would you? How are you?
Well, timing is everything, since everyone's been on the Robin Voss beat him up well-deserved train, and the fact that we may have something coming together in his district to rattle his cage, that's what the song of the week is for. And if this does come together, I'll see if I can't find a way to come down and perform this there as well, too. So.
We would welcome you with open arms if you could be at the event.
All righty. So it's only a minute long, but I hope you enjoy it. So here we go.
Let her rip.
Here's the story of Robin Voss, Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker. While he tries to act tough like Donald Trump, he's the Muppet Beaker. He says he's looking at 2020. To find out what happened, that's the deal. But the way it's dragging on, it's apparent he's dragging his heels. So a message to old Robin from us voters, as we say with one voice, hear a shout. Find out what happened back in 2020, or you'll be voted out. You'll be voted out. Be voted out. Find out what happened, or you'll be voted out.
As always, spot on, Tim. I will never see a rerun of the Brady Bunch and think of it ever the same. By the way, in honor of you, and I appreciate it as always, Tim, do you recall, I had picked a theme song for Robin Voss long ago. Do you remember what it was? I'm just curious if you picked up on it or not.
No, that I can't say they have.
Well, in honor of your musical prowess, I'm going to dust it off. We haven't played it in a while, so Tim, appreciate the call. Maestro. Yes, this is the song that I think describes Robin so well.
All the clubs are time to dance. Count the headlights on the
That's right. Wisconsin's very own Tiny Dancer, the effeminate speaker, Robin Voss. And we'll play this at the rally, of course. You know, and I'm sure, by the way, Speaking of theme songs, you know, in light of the fact that Rubber Stamp Steinicke has said that he is going to be no longer gracing us with his presence, he has a theme song as well. And I think, you know, it'd only be fitting since I'm sure he'll come to, well, he already has come to Robin's defense. And the question still remains from Jim Steinicke to answer this question. Are you a man or a Muppet? That's the question. Well, I think we have the answer at this point in history. But there you have it. One down. That's Steinicke leaving. Two to go in the leadership. To be replaced only with conservatives that know who they really are and what it is they really believe and what it is they're really willing to stand for, besides their own self-interest in power. All right, we got to hit the break. I'll be back with more calls as we wrap up this Open Line Friday, 888-455-1360. If you're on the line, hang on. You could be the one. I'm not going to tell you who it's going to be. Maybe we'll get two calls in, but you got to hang in there and find out. You could have the honor of being the final call on this Friday.
Killer Joe Radio Show.